Okay, Bez Hashem, we're starting Derech Hashem Chelek Dalid. The reason that I chose this is that over the last year we did the Sefer by Rabbi Forst, name slips me at the moment, but where he went through all different, we went through all different inyanim of mitzvahs, and very often he actually quoted the Derech Hashem in Chelek Dalet, the Ramchal and Derech Hashem here in Chelek Dalet, Negiah to many mitzvahs. So I thought it'd be very geschmack to be able to learn Chelek Dalet inside as well. Now, as I was saying before, that many years ago, almost I think in 2010, I had given shiurim on Derech Hashem from the beginning. That's before I was here in the shul. From the beginning, and made it, I don't know, halfway or partway to the beginning, at least of Chelek Gimel. And those are actually have a page on my website, Derech Hashem. There's 22 shiurim over there. So if anyone wants to catch up, you're welcome to catch up from the beginning. But the Chelek Dalet is where the Ramchal goes Barichus through many, many of the mitzvahs and gives us a very deep insight into the understanding of the pnimius of the mitzvah. And hopefully, Bez Hashem, as this shir has, we've been trying over the last 2 years, as we call it a hashkafa shir, is to be able to give a more of a geschmack and an insight into yadus and to Torah and into mitzvahs. And it's just an interesting ha'ara. If anyone's following along in our Chavis HaLevavah Shiurim and Shar B'Tochen, the Chavis HaLevavah says a peladika thing, it's a scary thing. Chavis HaLevavah writes, he's talking about why the end of in Shar B'Tochen, and the end of Perek Dalid, he wants to know why the Torah doesn't speak about Olam Haba explicitly. And he gives seven different reasons why the Torah doesn't speak about Olam Haba explicitly. It's mostly Schar of Olam Hazeh. We don't talk much about Olam Haba. And in one place, one of the Tirutzim he gives, and he says that there's the Schar a person gets from doing mitzvahs, for anything he does that is Bachutz, that is outwardly, that's he gets Schar in Olam Hazeh. Anything he does Bipnim, that's where he gets Schar in Olam Haba. So you say Meres, that if a person comes to davening and he davens with a minion and he shuckles and he goes forwards and backwards, he does everything, but his mind, his machshav is not in it, he'll get schar in Olam Hazeh for his davening. But if you don't have anything bipnimius, he says a person can go through his whole life and mamish do tons of mitzvahs and he'll get no schar ever in Olam Haba because he never thought about it, he never had a lave, he never had a machshav about it, and it was all on the outside, and the guy wondered, I did all the mitzvahs, what's the problem? He says, yeah, you'll get schar for that. That's in Olam Hazeh, you get schar for that. And B'chukai say, Taleicha, you get all different things. So it's this very scary thought, because we're all waiting for Kaiso Yechlam, Chelek Olam Haba, we're all, relying on that Mishnah, as Rav Brevda always used to say, in America, we're always looking for the easy way out. If the Mishnah says, we all have a Chelek Olam Haba, we know, you know Rav Brevda, right? That's it. No problem. Yishchem Olam Haba, we're good, we're done. You know what I mean? Just let us know when to come in. You know what I'm saying? Let us know which door to come into. And the bottom line is, scary thing, Lamaitza, a person, forget all of the making a geschmack and a mitzvah for the geschmack and a mitzvah, but it's a scary thing that schar and olam haba has to do with pnimius hamitzvah. So mamela, that is one of the main reasons why we are trying in these shiurim to give a pnimius to the mitzvah. So that's the Ramchal here in Chelek Dalid, that is what he's talking about. And Chelek Dalid is called ba'avodas b'reinu, it's called the service of our Creator. And he says some very fascinating things here. So let's start. Perek Rishon b'chelkei ho'avoida. So he says, klal ho'avoida mischalik l'shnei chalokim. So serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divided into two very broad categories. Ha'echad, the first one is ha'talmud. The first one is learning Torah. Learning Torah. V'asheni, and the second one is ha'maisa. That's the actions of performance of mitzvahs. So, Hamaisa Mischalik L'Arba. So says the Ramchal, that actions are divided into four different categories. Ho'echot midi. The first category is the things that a person has, the mitzvahs that a person has to do constantly. On the bottom here, Rav Chaim Friedlander says, mitzvahs ha'amuna, the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyais, which the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings down in Siman Aleph. There are constant mitzvahs. Hasheini, yoimi. Then there are certain mitzvahs that are daily mitzvahs. Hashlishi is mani. The third chalik is there are mitzvahs that are dependent on time. They come periodically. And a revi mikri. And the fourth one is mitzvahs that there's no special obligation unless you do something or something comes your way. And he's going to explain them right now. Hatzmidi. The constant mitzvahs are mitzvahs that a person is mechuyev constantly. Kigoin avas Hashem v'yirasoi. Avas Hashem, loving Hashem, fearing Hashem. Those are actually two of the sheish mitzvahs. Tmidiyos. Hayoimi, the daily mitzvahs. Mashi yechuyev boi b'chol yoim. V'haynu, hakarbonis bizman habayis. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, karbonis were daily mitzvahs. The achshav hatfilos ukriyashma. Now we have the daily mitzvahs of tfilos and kriyashma. Now those they had that mitzvah too. At least kriyashma l'chayra they had in the time of the Beis Hamikdash too. It's not he's not saying exclusively that there's no kriyashma tefillah in second Beis Hamikdash, or there was at least a mitzvah of tefillah always even in the first Beis Hamikdash. But he's saying that compared to karbonis, hazmani. Periodic mitzvahs, mashiyim chuyuv by bizmanim yiduim. A person's obligated in certain times. Kigoyin shabbosis v'yomim tayvim. Those are called zmani. Hamikri. What are the mikri? Mashiyim chuyuv by lefi mashiyagia loymin hamikrim. It means you only become obligated if something happens. Kigoyin challah. So if you never make dough, you never chayv in the mitzvah of challah. So it's not something that you could say is a time-related mitzvah. It doesn't come every week. It doesn't come every day. If you make dough, and enough dough, you'll become chayiv and challah. Or meiser, pigeon haben, v'chayotzei, these all are dependent on things happening or circumstances coming together, and then you're chayiv in the mitzvah. It's possible a person could never be chayiv in these mitzvahs. V'chol echad me'elu, yimotzu tzivuyim azoris. In every one of these categories, you'll find commandments and azharas, things to do and things not to do. The hainu aseyim v'lavin. Those are the aseys and how to do them. And the lavin, what not to do. The heim heim sur meirov asey toiv. And that is part of the sur meirov asey toiv. There's parts of every mitzvah and parts of the Torah of sur meira. That's the lavin, what not to do. And then there's the asey toiv, what a person should do. So that's, he's laid down the categories here of the different mitzvahs. Now let's figure out what mitzvahs are all about. V'amnam ikar kol ho'inyanim ho'ela b'derech klal. All of these things, if we want to give a general explanation for all of these things, nizbar b'chelek rishim perek revi. So in the first chelek, in the fourth perek, he says, I've explained it. And he says it here again, b'kitzer. Shehu ha'pniya elav yisbarach uva'koshas kirvasai. The point of all of the mitzvahs are to turn towards Hashem and to seek becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kifi adrochim asher chokak lonu liyois miskarvim loy umizdavkim boy. A person, the whole beginning of Derech Hashem in Chelek Aleph is that a person was put into this world and his job here is to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become Mikurov, to become Mizdavik boy, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us drachim, he gave us ways. How is it that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it a person becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Hashem says here, I'm going to give you exact recipe, exact orders of what to do. So the klal of everything is coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kefi hadrachim, according to the ways are Torah and mitzvahs, asher chokak lanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established for us, liyos miskarvim loyum isdavkim bay, And it's only in those ways. There's no other way to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make up your own ways. It's Torah and mitzvahs. Any other ways of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's not what he said. That's not the instructions. There's no other way of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no concept of Yehudi Belay without Torah and mitzvahs. I'm very close to HaKadosh. My heart's very close. How's your heart close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem said your heart's close to him. If you love him, if you fear him, if you put on tefillin, if you keep Shabbos, that's how you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person who doesn't do any of these things, but I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how are you close? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us exactly what to do. What a person has to do is, we are here in this world. And in this world is full of ra. This world is full of choshech. It's darkness. Hachomriyos. It's full of physicality. It's olam hazeh. And all of these things are a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Ruchni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rabbani Shel Olam, and you have to connect to him through spirituality. Problem is, there's a barrier. This whole world is a barrier to it. Everything physical is a barrier to it. And the Ra and the Choshech, all of these things are a barrier to our connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not just the Olam Hazeh. It's all of a person's midos and his taivas and his personal yetzaharas that he have. All of these things, all of the tum in the world, all of the teva in the world, all of these things are a barrier to connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to work, yetzarach shenishtadal, he says, a person has to work, lahasir kol meniyos hara, to bring away all of these meniyos, these things that are barriers, hara, that are bad. That attach themselves to this dark physical world. And a person has to be misamates. He has to make an effort. A person has to exert himself to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad sheni davik boy, until we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose. The purpose of an Adam in this world, Hashem put him here in order that he should come to the Tachlis, Ad Sheni Davik Boy, he should connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nishtalim Bishlei Musay, and then perfect ourselves, Bishlei Musay, through his perfection. Shezeh Kochefza Yisborach. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from this world, V'chol Tachlis Borei Yisabriyo, K'moy Shezacharnim. And that's really what the beginning of the whole Derech Hashem was about, that Hashem created this world, and he wants man to become perfect. He wants man to become shalem. How do you become shalem? When you are able to tap into the most perfect thing that exists, the most perfect thing is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you're able to connect yourself to perfection, that perfects you. You become perfect. So how do you do that? So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, how you do it is by connecting with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, plugging into his shleimus. When you plug into his perfection, it has ashpa on the person, and that is v'chol tachlis baris habriya. This is why Hashem created the world. This is why Hashem created the world.
Is there a chiluk between different... Oh, can I ask questions? Yeah. There are chiluk between different types of mitzvahs. It seems to me there are certain mitzvahs that even if they weren't mitzvahs, you could connect Hashem to them. Davening, bitachon, emunah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Let's see as we go. We'll have to see as we go along. That's a good question. If it's not a mechtesi, who says maybe if it's not a mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to connect? It wouldn't be. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be.
The shleimus. Lemaisa, man was created not to be this yetzahara. All of these things. Is it shayach even for a person to become the shleimus like the Rabban Shalom? It's not shayach.
To the best of our ability. Right? You never become the Rabban Shalom. We have to do our best. We were made imperfect, and our job here is to perfect ourselves to the best of our ability. Now, how do you perfect yourself? The teretz is, when you're so full of chumrias and full of chayshech, you have to plug into the light. You plug into the light, to the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has ashba on the person and perfects the person, as we'll see. He's going to talk about it through each of the mitzvahs to see how each of the mitzvahs is plugging in another part of your being to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and perfecting, or at least beginning the perfection of that part. And if a person is able to keep all Taryag mitzvahs, if that's a possibility, so a person become an Adam HaShalem. You'll never become the Rebbeinu Shalom, but you become as perfect as can be. And that's the job, is to overcome. This world is a world of tests. This world is a world of tests. Bein Tayv L'ra. There's a famous Meshech Chachma, Nakdama to Shmais, where the Meshech Chachma is bothered by the question, how is it Shaykh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'gam b'choy aminu l'oilam to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai, Hashem said, everyone's going to believe in you forever, whatever you say is going to be Torah as Moshe. Frek the Meshech Chachma, how is it possible? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu one day will decide to go off to Derech. Shimon, right? Who was it? Kain Gadol, 80 years was a Kain Gadol. Then he became a Tzduki, right? So, matter of fact, the Meshech Chachma, it's not a possibility. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? And then, if Moshe Rabbeinu goes off the Derech and starts saying things, so the whole Torah is in jeopardy. What's going on? Meshech Chachma says, a Chiddush Nayra V'Ayim, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu graduated. He graduated from this world. He had no more Bechira. It was over. His test was over. His test was over.
When was this?
By Matan Torah. It had to be by Matan Torah. At that point, it was over. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest madrega that mankind could reach. And the Meshech Chachma's understanding is like this. We put in here to get tests. Every person is tested. Bein Tov L'ra. You put in a test. Will you choose good? Will you choose bad? Okay? If you pass the test, so then Hashem gives you another test. You get a higher test, a harder test, so on and so forth. And that's how it goes. A person gets tests. It comes a point that a person has chosen, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says Yeshua as well, because Yeshua also, he says Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Chiddush is by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had passed all the tests that he had shown. That's it. There was no more Bechira for him anywhere. He's always... Now, he might have had Bechira. Now, you'll say, he did a chet at the Mei Meriva. So, that's Bechira, not between Toiv and Ra. In other words, there was no chance that Moshe Rabbeinu has become a Koifer. No Shaykh. It wasn't Shaykh. Moshe Rabbeinu, a Malach also has Bechira, right? The Farshim play a Malach has Bechira too, right? It's not been Toiv L'Ra. He has Bechira and Zachar. He can make mistakes. He can say things like that. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Zah Bechira. But there was never a Shaykh being Toiv to Toiv Ma'id. He had tests. It was all in the world of Toiv. Being Toiv L'Ra, not. Moshe Rabbeinu graduated. It's a mashal, the Medrash says, a mashal to a person climbing a wall. You get over the wall, you're finished. The wall, you're done. Once you're over, you're over. And it's, he says over there, it's a long arichas over there in the Meshech Chachma, and it's a big chiddush. But that's what he says. That's how he answers his question. So the job of a person is, with all of his tests, he continue to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing the mitzvahs, with the Yetzirah that there is, a person's mitzvah v'oisa, when you have the tzivah, there's a Yetzirah against it. That's what Taisus tells us. If you're not a mitzvah v'oisa, it's much easier to do mitzvahs. A mitzvah v'oisa, the Yetzirah does not want you to do them, and your job is to continue to choose and do the mitzvahs, and through that a person perfect themselves. And that's the job, to become as far as possible as shalem as possible.
Doesn't someone die
on the spot? Does he die on the spot? Moshe Rabbeinu lived. He says, there's another Meshech Chachma in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. Gemar in Saita says that Yeshayimrim loy meis, the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. Ma hacha oimedu mishamish, af hasa maibinu mishamish. Zok the Meshech Chachma, what's the difference between a person and a malach? A person is a heilich. Why? He's constantly going and growing, right? As a person, we go up, we go down, it's a heilich. A malach is an oimed, he is what he is. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu had reached such a madrega, ma hacha oimedu mishamish, he was already on the level of malachim. He graduated, he was on level of malachim, he was an oimed. And I made Afhasam Aiminu Mishamish, because he teaches, what does Misa mean? What does death mean? Misa means a change of what your situation is. Person's alive, now he's dead. Person is a Heilich, now he's an Aymed, he can't move anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Meis, why? He was an Aymed here, he's an Aymed there. His situation didn't change. That's what he teaches, Pshat in the Gemara. Of course he died. Loi Meis means his situation didn't change. From when he was alive to when he was dead, he was still the same Aymed Umeshamish. It's a Chiddush, Moshe Rabbeinu. So you're saying if a person graduates, it should be over. Could be for regular people. Moshe Rabbeinu was still needed by Klal Yisrael. Could be still needed to teach Torah. If anyone else, Yeshua also says, because Yeshua, a couple mitzvahs also he gave, the Meshech Chachma says. I don't know. I hear. Okay, so let's continue. Ach prote hoin yonim heim, kefi ma shehuchu chukas, hanushiyos v'oilam b'chol b'chinoseyam. But the details, and this is what we're going, the Ramchal is saying, what we're going to talk about as we start the next prakim, what did he say? B'derech klal. That's the derech klal, is that the mitzvahs are here for us to connect. But the prate ha'inyanim, the specific details, heim kefima shehuchu chukas ha'anoshios, v'oilam b'chol b'chinoseyam. This is the way it was, it was legislated for Hanushiyos, for people specifically, for the perfection of mankind, v'ha'olam, and it's not only people who become shalem, the whole world becomes shalem. Through Torah and mitzvahs, the whole world is elevated to shlemus. B'chol b'chinoseyam, in all their dimensions. V'hadzrochim shenitnu la'adam lishtalem b'shlemus, that's not good. That's not good because that means it's not in Kol Lashon. My Kol Lashon died. I don't know how that happened. Okay, no, it is what it is. Okay, so lishtalim b'shleimus, the person to shenit l'adam lishtalim b'shleimus that was given to the person to become perfect. But it's not only for the person shleimus, a person through using the bria, and everything in this world was here to help a person become a shalem, but by doing that, he also elevates the entire bria, according to the way it's arranged and all its divisions. These are words that the Ramchal all throughout the beginning was using, that this whole world is levels, is a system, is a seder. And that's why he constantly talks about the starim, the order of the bria. Everything here is in an order and has all types of levels to it. Bisharashel v'anafel. Everything in this world has roots in Shamayim, and the branches come down to this world. There's nothing in this world as is that doesn't have a shayrish in Shamayim. And where the Ramchal explains by Arichus in the beginning, everything really happens up there, by the shayrish. That's where the things happen, and then they manifest themselves down in this world. So that's just an explanation of what the world is all about. So he says, now we're going to explain the ones that are more shayach and noyeg, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. So let's begin for the next few minutes, the parak sheni, b'talmud Torah. He says, this is a fascinating parak. Hinei talmud ha-Torah hu inyan mukhruch. So he says, learning Torah is essential, l'fi shezulah se'yefshel la'hagi el ha-maisa. The first reason learning Torah is essential, because if you don't learn Torah, you can't know what to do. You don't know what to do. How you get to the world of Maisa? Kim lo yeda mahu mitzuva sheyase eich yaseyu. If you don't know what you're commanded to do, so how are you going to do it? Omnam zulas kol zeh. But besides for that, yesh b'talmud tachlis gadol l'shleimus shel adam. Learning Torah plays a fundamental role in the perfection of a person. Uchvar iskarnu inyan miktzar b'chelek rishon. He says, I spoke about it very bekitzer in the first chelek, omnam ata narich bo yoyser. And the truth is, Reb Chaim Friedlander points out over here that this shleimus that Torah is going to give a person is a shleimus that's greater than any of the mitzvahs could give. The shleimus that a person gets from Torah, that's why he calls it tachlis gadol l'shleimus shel adam, because it's more of a shleimus than any of the other mitzvahs. And he says, b'chlal hashpois hanishbois mimenu yisbarach l'tzorich b'riyosav, included in the various hashpois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us, for the creations. Now again, they're called hashpois because these emanate from the Olam HaElyon. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in this world, like we said, has a shayrish in the Olam HaElyon. They're all a hashpa. They are all given to us. They all emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of those things, yesh hashpa achas elyoina mikol hashpois. There is one hashpa, he says, that's when it comes for ruchnias, stands above all other hashbois. She'inyana hu ha'yoyser yakar uma'ula. This inyan is more yakar, is more precious. It's more precious. Yakara hi b'pninim. Right? Yakara b'pninim. Torah is more precious than pninim. The Gain on that pasuk in Mishlei writes, Shetzarech lirdaif achar ha'tayra ma'ayin. You have to chase after Torah. Ki migeder ha'yoyker. Because when it's something precious, he yakara af b'pninim. That's what the Gain learns in the pasuk there. So it's yakar. And it's also mu'ula. It's also supreme, he calls it here. The Lashon of the Pasuk over there, Mishlei, has V'chof chafotzecha lo yishvu ba. It's something that you need more than anything. It's ukiu chayecha v'erech yamecha. It's something that's necessary. Mikol ma she'efsher she'imotzei v'animtzoyim. More than anything that there is in the world, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah is it. V'haynu shu tachlis ma she'efsher she'imtzoyi v'animtzoyis. Me'ein ha-metzias ha-miti shalo yisborach. V'ikoru ma'ila me'ein amitas ma'alosa yisborach. So he says a fascinating thing over here. He's saying that Torah is the thing in this world that most resembles HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It most resembles the yokar and the maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ein amitas ma'alosa yisborach. So if you're looking for how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that manifests itself in the greatest way in the Torah. V'huhu ma shemechalek ha'odon yisborach shmoi mikvoidoi v'ikari el bruav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over. He's mechalek. He's divided. He's given from his kavod to his creations. What happens if you see Chachme Yisrael? What bracha do you make on Chachme Yisrael? Shecholak mechachmasai liyareyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over part of his Chachma to Yareyav, to Klal Yisrael. And a Chacham from Umas Ha'ilam, you don't say that. You say, if you see a big Chacham in Umas Ha'ilam, and he has to be a Chacham in one of those Chachmas of the world, you say, Shenasan mechachmasai. He gave it over. But when it comes to Torah, when you see a Yid, a Tam Chacham, a God of a Torah, you say, Shechalak mechachmasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a piece of himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has imparted part of himself into the Yireyim. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Torah. V'amnan kosher ha-boyri yisparach shmeyas ha-shboa ha-zois, b'inyan nivro mimeni yisparach l'tach l'zev hu ha-Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a chelik of himself in the Torah. And that's why the Torah, as he said, is the greatest of all the hashbois. Because if your whole point of the hashbois of this world, if the whole point of everything in this world is to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the place where he's most found in the greatest way, that's the greatest place to connect with him. And that's why the Torah is Yoyser Me'ula when it comes to everything, because you get the greatest connection over there. Kuchibricha V'Yisrael V'Oiraisa Chadhu. When we connect with the Torah, we're connecting with the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're all becoming one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah and we connect and we learn and we become part of the Torah, we're actually connecting and becoming part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why the Torah is the greatest mitzvah for the shleimus of a person in this world. There's no greater mitzvah than the Torah. Because again, shleimus comes from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the greatest connection. And Bez Hashem, we will continue this next week.